He's the chairperson of the Kraaifontein Community Policing Forum. Good morning, Robert. Welcome to Breakfast with Refiro. I'm sorry to meet under these circumstances. Please, won't you help us understand the most recent incident in Kraaifontein that happened in Scottsdene?
Good morning to you. Yes, Refiro, nice to hear from you guys. Listen, it's not a nice thing at all when you come across things like this, especially when the children are involved. And, you know, the action taken immediately was to the arrest of three suspects, and they are currently in jail. But at the end of the day, it's something that's not wanted. And we can only say that it's something that that the community needs to stand up against. You know, drug ward and drug lords are taking our community all over, and unless we stand up as a community and unless we start talking and saying something about it, like even having WhatsApp groups, having Facebook pages, having things like that, that you can actually communicate with the CPF and bring it to our attention in a bigger way. We have got a page, the Sect 8 Facebook page, that you can inbox us and have a chat with us, or just give us all the information that we need. You know, these kids. Yes.
Sorry, Rob, let's take a step back. I want to talk about the community shortly, because always it comes from the community policing forums, it comes from SAPS, it comes from the city. We're always being told that the Kraaifontein, or in that certain communities, particularly as pertains to gang violence, need to play their part, quote unquote. But I never get asked to play my part in my neighborhood. And I'm wondering, are the police playing theirs?
You know, I'd like to say something. A lot of people have been saying a lot about about SAPS members in Kraaifontein. Let me tell you something now. The brigadier and the members that I know of are doing their part in a big way. And right. When we ask for it to be done, it gets done. You know, a lot of the past, people have been saying bad, negative things about SAPS Kraaifontein. But if you look at the conditions at the moment, we're under COVID, we're under restrictions, we're tied down, we've got bullets and things like that in the community. Under those conditions, I say they're doing an excellent job, and they are moving forward.
What are people saying, Rob, about the Kraaifontein SAPS?
Sorry?
What were people saying?
A lot, you know, we've been having reports that there are SAP members that are corrupt, but to be honest with you, I haven't seen one yet.
Okay, you have proof in the pudding, which is in the tasting, I guess, in the form of the three suspects that have been arrested. Did they shed any light to the broader turf war that is underway? I know we just saw 14 vigilantes that were just convicted this week of a spate of murders. And I'm just curious, you know, when these three guys are apprehended, and the presumption, I suppose, in the news and the like, and I imagine from what you're telling us is that this, well, as you've told us, this was the result of crossfire and gang warfare. Every time these guys get arrested, do you get a little bit more insight into what's happening and what the turf war is about?
It's all about the drugs. It's drugs related, and it's a broader, it's a much bigger picture in the whole of the Cape Town area, in the whole of the Western Cape. That's just how the community deals with it in their areas. Some areas in the southern suburbs have stood up against it, you've seen in yourself in the media. It depends on how the media stands up with it, and how they handle it. You know, unfortunately, there are some members of the families that have got drug lords in their families, but they won't say anything about it.
Yeah, that is
instead of bringing it to the attention, trying to help that member, and trying to bring him out and help him to be recovered. They're helping them. And, you know, at the end of the day, they stone the vehicles, the SAPS vehicles, when we go in. How are we supposed to help if everybody stands together with drug lords instead of standing together with the people that are going to help you in the long run?
Isn't it hard, though, because life can be so short-run driven, right? So if the drug lords are able to fund me for a period, or if it is about the short-term perspective of not losing life for blowing the whistle. Isn't it difficult?
It's very difficult. Yeah. At the moment with COVID and people that lost their jobs, yeah. Very, very difficult. They don't have food on their plate, and some people that can bring money and give you food, you're going to support them.
And it's a worldwide problem, in
the long run, it doesn't pay off.
It doesn't pay off, Rob. Thank you very much for giving us some of this perspective. Rob Bissett, the chairperson of the Cryfontein Community Policing Forum. Really great to see some result with respect to getting justice for this young lady. Sorry, just before we let you go, any progress with respect to her condition in hospital?
I have heard from the Brigadier herself that she is making progress, okay. And I'm just keeping her in prayer.
Likewise.
I just pray that we don't have more kids get in the crossfire. And if you know that there's some drug lords in the area, don't let your children play around those people, or bring them to our attention and let's get rid of them.
Excellent stuff. Thank you so much, Rob Bissett, Chair of the Cryfontein Community Policing Forum.